Today, most of our trash ends up in landfills. In the United States, we produce more than 200 million tons of trash every single year. But what if we could turn some of that trash into fuel? As Liz McCormick reports, a large portion of Berkeley, Jefferson, and Morgan County residents, garbage is being turned into fuel as we speak, even if they may not realize it.
This is it.
That's what it looks like.
And isn't it safe to touch, too?
Yeah, it's all stabilized.
Confetti or something?
Emily Dyson opens a gallon-sized Ziploc bag full of soft, confetti-like material. It has no smell, and it looks kind of like colorful shredded fabric. This stuff was garbage, and now it's been broken down, cleaned, and can be used as a fuel source. Dyson is a scientist, and she directs the research and operations here at Ensorga, West Virginia, a new waste-to-energy facility located in Martinsburg. There are similar efforts to turn trash into energy elsewhere in the United States, but this one is the first in the country to use a unique technology called Hibiot, or high-efficiency biological treatment. It speeds up the process, turning trash to fuel in less than 3 weeks. Ensorga is based in Italy. Its technology senses and separates garbage to collect biomass, plastics, and other carbon-based materials. Then, through the use of large fans and mulch, yes, mulch, the garbage is cleaned, composted, then separated and shredded, and can then be used as fuel. Dyson says this sort of technology will solve a lot of waste and fuel problems, but is only one piece of the puzzle.
From a waste perspective, there's not going to be one technology that's going to solve the waste problems of the U.S. From a fuel perspective, there's not going to be one fuel, one power source that's going to fix the energy issues that we face here. But you might as well be using waste, because that's a definite recyclable commodity. Everybody makes waste.
Dyson says nearly 80% of garbage that comes to Ensorga will be diverted from a landfill, and at least half of that will be turned into fuel. Fuel that will be used at a local cement factory in Berkeley County. Ensorga's fuel will also replace a portion of coal used there.
It burns cleaner than coal. The cement plant will use up to 30% offset or supplement of their coal.
Ensorga, West Virginia opened its doors this spring, and it's having a considerable effect on lessening the amount of garbage going into a landfill. Clint Hogben, chairman of the Berkeley County Solid Waste Authority, and who invited Ensorga to locate to West Virginia, says in its first full month of operation, the facility saw more than 1,000 tons of waste that either became fuel or was recycled at the Berkeley County Solid Waste Authority.
That's an immediate 10% landfill reduction in their first month for the entire Eastern Panhandle. If you add all the waste stream of the three county Eastern Panhandle, that's in their first month, it's immediate 10% landfill reduction.
But let's back up. How does garbage become the fluffy stuff we saw in that Ziploc bag? Well, here's how it works.
So basically, I'll give you the overview here. Trucks come in, they scale in. Everything about this plant is automated.
Residents in Berkeley, Jefferson, and Morgan counties take their garbage out to the curb once a week, like anywhere else. But only Apple Valley Waste customers see their trash sent to Ensorga. Their trash is picked up and brought to the Berkeley County Solid Waste Authority along Grapevine Road in Martinsburg. The Ensorga facility sits just behind the Solid Waste Authority on 12 acres of land. The garbage trucks are weighed, and then the contents are emptied into the Ensorga building. After the trash is dropped off, Ensorga's Hibiot technology begins its work. There's no human intervention in the Ensorga process, just the employees who operate the machines and watch the monitors.
So this is the control room. Hi, guys. Material is picked up with that big crane right there.
A large screen shows multiple camera views of the machines at work, spinning, cleaning, or shredding the garbage. Dyson says the waste will sit in what's called the biooxidation hall for a couple weeks, while a large fan system sucks and blows air through the ventilation system.
And that is what accelerates that composting, because we're drying that material out fast. What normally takes 3 to 9 months, we're doing in that 10 to 14, 16 days.
Mulch plays a big part of the ventilation process by absorbing and breaking down the garbage smells. It helps to clean and compost the trash that'll eventually become fuel. But getting Ensorga to locate to West Virginia has not been without its struggles. It took 10 years to get all the permits cleared, in part because the facility was a brand new thing for the state, and there was also some pushback from community members.
The first public hearing, there was a lot of people, there was a lot of questions.
She says most of the concerns came from a lack of understanding about how the technology works.
It's hard to wrap your head around that unless you see it.
There was also some opposition by landfill companies. Again, here's Clint Hogben with the Berkeley County Solid Waste Authority.
If you're a landfill, if you're a facility that's going to lose a lot of intake because of this facility, you might be upset and you might get involved and slow it down. So we had some of that.
Hogben says the Eastern Panhandle needed a waste-to-energy facility simply because of the rate at which the area is growing, to find an alternative to landfilling. And he says he hopes Insorgo, West Virginia, will be an example for the rest of the country.
I'm hoping those solid waste decision makers will come to Martinsburg, visit the facility, and I'm hoping in that way the ripple effect would be that, you know, in that West Virginia changed the direction of management of solid waste. It might be nice to be first at something.
Insorgo, West Virginia's fuel product is being utilized by one local cement plant in Martinsburg. But both Hogben and Dyson say there are other cement companies who may contract with them in the future. And there's the possibility that other companies may have an interest in the product, too. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Martinsburg.